This is Jaron Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM. We are currently part of the Type 2 Diabetes Project. I have recently had the pleasure of chatting on the phone to Katie Whitehead, practice nurse educator, where she talks about her involvement in the project.
So I have been brought into the T2D project to help to support the education and raising awareness, primarily among primary care clinicians that work in, say, GP practices and in the community, about the very high risk to people between 18 and 39 who develop type 2 diabetes. So that's highlighting them as a specific cohort that have actually higher risk than older people who develop type 2 diabetes and what particular care they need and specific checks.
Why are the risks greater for the 18 to 39 year age group?
So the evidence shows us and research shows us that this sort of cohort of patients, they have what's called a more aggressive phenotype of diabetes. And what this means is that they are more likely to develop the complications that we associate with diabetes. This is things like damage to the eyes, kidney failure, foot problems, amputations, heart attack. These are the complications of diabetes. And this cohort are more likely to develop these complications. And they're also more likely to have a poorly controlled blood glucose level, which is the measure of diabetes control.
Have we seen a dramatic increase in recent years in the age group of 18 to 39 year olds?
Yes, very much so. I mean, there's a general very rapid rise in the number of people being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes anyway, nationally and in South Yorkshire. But yet the proportion of people with it under 40 who are being diagnosed is actually growing the fastest of any of the people getting type 2 diabetes. So it is really a very rapidly growing problem.
Is it more noticeable in certain areas of the country, like Yorkshire?
I think it's a problem nationwide, but actually the areas that the groups, the population that this is more prevalent in are actually those who are already experiencing a lot of health inequalities. So those affected by poverty, those that are in hard-to-reach areas, underserved areas, ethnic minorities, and people that already, as I say, we know are experiencing health inequalities are actually at greater risk of developing this disease.
If someone is listening and is still not keen about going to the doctors, what information can they find online?
Well, the South Yorkshire ICD website has actually just launched a really excellent platform called Your Diabetes, Your Journey. And this is specific information aimed at this cohort of people, with younger people with type 2 diabetes. It's got education and information on about their condition, about how to self-manage, about how to look after themselves. Diabetes UK, which the website is diabetes.org, is a very, very good and reliable source of information for anybody with diabetes. It has information, education, really clear and easy to follow information for people who are wanting to learn more about self-managing and about the checks that they should have.
That's great. Thank you very much, Katie, for speaking to me.
No problem.
This is Jaron Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM, speaking to practice nurse educator Katie Whitehead on behalf of the T2 project.